Good vach, and welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are at Parsha's Bow. Parsha Podcast is, as always, Lazecha Nishmas, Shmuel Mordechai ben Shimon, and Etel Bas Shaul. Vayom Hashem el Moshe, Bo el Paro, ki ani hichbadeti es libo ve es lev avadav leman shisi ososai ele bekir bo. Hashem said to Moshe, go to Paro, because I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants in order that I should place my signs amongst them. Rashi explains that once you've gone to Paro, what are you supposed to do to him? You're supposed to warn him about all of the plagues that are coming. Olaman tisapir bo'ozni vincha uben bincha es asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim v'esosai asher samti vam v'yadatem ki ani Hashem. And also in order that you will tell in the ears of your son and in their children how I played with Mitzrayim and all of the miracles that I placed in them, and you will know that I am Hashem. Rashi comments in the words, in order that you shall tell, Laman Tisapir, means to place this also in the Sefer Torah, so that we'll be learning about it forever. Vayavu Moshe va'aron el paro vayomru elav, ko amar Hashem elokei ha'ivrim, ad masai ma'anta la'anos mipanai, shalach ami v'yavduni. And Moshe and Aaron came to Paro, and they said, so says Hashem, God of the Ivrim, until when are you refusing to lower yourself in front of me? Send out my nation and let them serve me. Ki im ma'en atala shalech esami hinini mayvi machar arbe b'gvulecha. Because if you refuse to send them out, behold, I am bringing to you locusts tomorrow in your borders. V'chisa esin ha'aretz v'lo yuchal liros es ha'aretz v'achal es yeser ha'pleta ha'nesheres l'chemet min ha'barad v'achal es kol ha'etz ha'tomech l'chemet min ha'sodeh. And they will cover the entire eye of the land, and you will not be able to see the land, and they will eat everything which is left from the hail, and they will eat all trees that blossom from the fields. Rashi says that the phrase ein ha'aretz, the eye of the land, means your ability to see all of the land. Umalu batecho ubate kol avadecho ubate kol mitzrayim asher lo ra'u avosecha va'avos avosecha miyom heyosam ha'adama al hayom hazeh v'yifen v'yitze min paro. And they will fill your house and the house of all your servants and the houses of all of Mitzrayim. It will be such a plague that you haven't seen it, your fathers and their fathers, since you've been on the land until today. And then they turned and they left from Paro. Vayomru avdei Paro elav ad masa yiyazeh lanu lemokesh shlach es ha'anashim v'yavdu es ha'ashem elokeihem haterem teda ki avda Mitzrayim. And the servants of Paro said to him, how long will this man be a danger to us? Send these people out, let them serve Hashem their God. Before you know it, Mitzrayim will be lost. Rashi says, Haterem teda, don't you know that Mitzrayim is already lost? Vayushav es Moshe ves Aaron el Paro vayomar lehem lechu ivdu es Hashem elokeichem mi v'mi ha'olchem. And Moshe and Aaron were returned to Paro, and he said to them, go serve Hashem your God. Who are those who are going? Rashi comments that the word vayushav means that it was done through an agent, because it means that they were, Moshe and Aaron were returned to Paro, and who returned them? It had to be somebody, an agent, who was calling after them. Moshe bin Arinu bizkinunu nelech, bivanenu bivnosinu, bitsunenu, ubivkarinu nelech, ki chag Hashem lanu. And Moshe said, with our young ones and our elders we will go, with our children, our sons and our daughters, with our sheep and with our cattle we will go, because it is a holiday to Hashem for us. Vayomer lehem yihi chen Hashem imachem, kasher ashalach eschem vistapchem re'u ki ra neged p'neichem. And he said, so it shall be, Hashem is with you, like I will send you with your children, see that evil is against your faces. Rashi says, like I will send you, meaning that I will send even the cattle and the sheep like you've asked. What does it mean there's evil against your faces? Rashi says, it's like the Targum who's saying that, oh, I see that you want to take your children. I see that your plan is against us. Your plan is evil against us. That you're planning to run away after you leave Mitzrayim. Rashi provides another alternative as well from the Midrash. He says that I see that you're going out and the mazel of Ra, the star of Ra, is raising against you, and I see that this is going to end in bloodshed. because that's what the sign of Ra is. And therefore, this is why, a little bit more backstory, Rashi says, that Moshe asks Hashem not to go and affirm in Mitzrayim. Why should Mitzrayim say that he took you out to kill you in the mountains? Because Mitzrayim saw this in astronomy. However, because we know of the variable nature of all of these prophecies, they could go one way or the other. Really, what he foresaw was the fact that Yeshua was going to go and mal all of them and go circumcise all of them before they entered the land, and that is the bloodshed that he saw. Lo chen lechu na hagvarim ve'ivdu es Hashem ki osa atam mevakshim ve'igarish osam mi'eis pnei faro. Following Rashi's understanding in Pshuto Shel Mikra, the simple pshat that he brought from Targum, Paro responds, no, the men will go and serve Hashem, because that's what you are asking for, and then they drove them out from before Paro. Rashi says, no, meaning don't take the children, because that's the last subject in the pasuk that preceded this one, so he's disagreeing to that last part of the request. No, you will not take the children. Rashi continues, he says, you said you wanted to make a korban, so children don't make korbanos. You can leave the children here, just bring the man.